Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis and Mr. President. Let's begin with a special anniversary tomorrow for the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education as they mark the 20th year of Oklahoma's Promise Scholarship Program. Tell us how that program has made a difference.
Well, Kelly, this is one of the really great programs that Oklahoma has embarked on, maybe one of the best plans since land-grant universities. It was created by the legislature in 1992 to help students go to college, and so it offers free tuition to students whose families qualify. I think right now it's you have less than $50,000 in income and have a B average and keep your nose clean, and under those circumstances you qualify for an Oklahoma Promise scholarship. And incredibly, since its inception, more than 110,000 Oklahoma students have enrolled. And we expect 21,000 more to enroll in 2012, this fall. OSU, in particular, has nearly 3,000 Oklahoma Promise students. So there's a lot of students that are able to achieve their dreams thanks to this program.
Let's turn to the Greek system. And Burns, I know you were a product of the Greek system here.
Now, don't hold that against the Greek system, Kelly.
We'll try not to. But I understand the university has added to its ranks with the addition of a new sorority.
Well, I just think this really is an indicator of the new prominence that OSU is gaining around the country. Alpha Omicron Pi, which is known as AOPi, is one of the oldest sororities in America. And it's on many, many fine campuses, and they've selected Oklahoma State University as their new colony, they call it, and it is it's had been an overwhelming success. Personally, and this isn't just just pure commercial, I think that Oklahoma State University has one of, if not the finest Greek system in America. They're strong chapters. They're well-staffed, well-funded, and they do things the right way. And we're very proud of that representation on campus. And AOPi is a perfect addition to that Greek system, which is already doing so well. They had an overwhelming response, well over 100 of our finest women became associated with AOPi. And this will provide them with great opportunities for service and leadership, and certainly Oklahoma State will benefit from that.
And finally, President Hargis, I understand that the Guinness Book of World Records has a new entry, and it involves Oklahoma State University. Tell us about that.
Well, it really does. Oklahoma State has a wonderful program called Fire Protection and Safety. We actually certify fire departments all over the world, and we train firefighters. And that's a little bit limiting because this is actually, we train them in any disaster recovery that a fire department would face. But as a great promotion of this wonderful program, firefighters staged the longest fire truck parade this past Friday in Atoka. There were 220 fire trucks, beating the previous world record set by Switzerland with 159 trucks. So I'm glad there weren't any fires going on because we had most of them right there in Atoka. The parade part was part of the largest training session ever held by the OSU Fire Service Training. As I said, we are a recognized leader in the standards and procedures for all kinds of disaster recovery. It's vital work. When Ann and I were in Turkey visiting universities, it was amazing how many remembered OSU as a result of the help our people provided during the 99 earthquake there in Turkey. So it's a great outreach for OSU. Extension service that we have delivers elite training and continuing education and professional certification to emergency responders. We're very proud of this department.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.